Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And here we are back on a Wednesday morning, Wednesday, September the 16th, 2020, 14 coming up on 15 minutes past the hour. And our special guest is not live in studio yet, but may be fast approaching. I guess we will see as the morning progresses here. Now, we do have Glenn Coble coming in at 10 o'clock this morning, and he'll be here through noon. And then we have a Progressive Life today from 12:10 until 1 p.m. And then we have Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 until 5 p.m., followed by the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. So a whole host of programming tonight here on WWGH Radio and this morning as well. Now, our special guest has arrived in the studio as I get done with my little intro. I do want to remind everybody again that the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, here in Marion, will be having a food bank and clothing giveaway this Saturday, September 19th at 9 a.m. This Saturday, September 19th at 9 a.m., the Richland Road Church of Christ, 535 Richland Road, here in Marion, a food bank and clothing giveaway. Now, our guest for this hour and remaining hours of the morning after that with Glenn Coble is Adam Lepp. Adam is a staple here at the station on Mondays from 10:10 a.m. until 11 a.m. with Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam Lepp. That show most likely repeats on Tuesday and Thursday from 2:10 until 3 p.m. And last week the guest was Patrick Maroniak, formerly from the Morning Zoo. And after a long stint of political commentary with Dr. Ron Feynman, so it's all changed. And Adam's fixing his hair before we go on the air this morning. Adam, is there something wrong with the hair?
I got the live video going, Scott.
Oh, you got the live video.
You know, that infamous key, I'm going to need to avail myself of that very soon.
Oh, already?
They're very tight about that.
They're tight about that.
Yeah, well, it's okay. It feels like you're back in your childhood where you walked to the Texaco station with the key on the little chain, you know.
Well, you know, I'm glad you're here. Now, interestingly enough, we did get some questions about this in the last few days. For many, many, many years, I think since the Mid-Morning Coffee Break show started back in 2017, pretty much every one of those has had Dr. Ron Feynman on it. I don't know how many times he ended up appearing, but it was a lot. And this past Monday, really with no explanation, for the first time, he was not on that program. And apparently will not be back before the election. So what happened?
It's unsure at this point, but he's obviously busy with his commentary and he's teaching. And the world's kind of tenuous right now. Plus, Patrick, too, he's available and he's a great co-host. I mean, he worked at one of the most visible FM stations in the world, not just in this area. And he's a lot of fun. And we had fun. We kind of did a recollection of his broadcasting years earlier this week, and we have a more, let's say, spicy commentary planned for next week, and who knows what may come after that. We may do some of our own stints. We may do a car wash stint of our own.
So he's all up for that.
Yeah, the best radio, as you know, Scott, is off the cuff.
Off the huff, too.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes off the huff.
Well, that also. And expect the unexpected. But you can always have Kreskin on. Maybe he can predict what we're going to do.
Well, it's interesting because here we are heading into a big presidential election. And I think that was the tenor of the political conversation stopping as to why it would stop prior to the election.
The controversy, it's the parties, the schools of thought have really polarized. And me, I'm an independent, and I fine-tune my opinion. And as I mentioned, I'm not overly thrilled with any of them. But we have to make a decision. And versus when I talk to you about the sheriff candidate, I like both of them. I like the newer guy, Bales. Again, I kind of confuse their names, but I think I got it figured out. I'm very impressed with the way that he talked, but Bailey also. And sometimes that kind of happens. It seems like in local elections, you like all the candidates. And many times there's a problem just finding someone who wants to run, because it can be a thankless, underpaid job. On a national level, often we're left with, well, which one can we find the most tolerable? And these are two very different candidates. And well, there are just issues with both that even their supporters will say. But we have to pick one. We have to look at how has the country been since the current administration, how would it change with a new administration. And in both cases, the mortality, because they're both older. I mean, Trump is our oldest president ever. Biden's even older. He'd be over 80 and still be in office. And Nancy Pelosi is 80. So is 80 old? It just depends upon the person. I mean, some people seem older at a lesser age, and we have to look at his long history. So the whole thing certainly is one for the ages. On top of all the other 2020 events that are going on, it certainly is one for the history books. We have the Warner case on a local level, and we have the election, which is it's obviously worldwide, but in Ohio too. Ohio's a state you got to win. May not have a lot of electoral votes, but history shows you win Ohio or you don't win the election.
Well, you know, I don't think, though, there have been presidents who have not won Ohio. I think it's, as a Republican, you have to win Ohio. As a Democrat, you don't.
Yeah, that's how it seems to be. And Ohio, certainly it's different depending upon where in the state you are. We have Youngstown, those areas traditionally to the left. Cincinnati and Columbus, the city part being more to the left than the suburbs, especially in Columbus, and there's been a lot of press about that. People in Powell or Pickerington are, all other things being equal, well to the right of people that live in the downtown or near north, near east areas. And this area traditionally been more Republican, but we have a Democratic mayor. But to me, the mayor is a nonpartisan position. And Scott Schertzer, he's very moderate. Certainly, you don't even really know what party he is unless you look it up. So, depending on the area, and we have different schools of thought in southeastern Ohio. So it really does depend. But Ohio is just an interesting state, interesting case study. It seemed like at least a couple campaigns ago, the candidates were in Ohio almost every day. And I think if you want to see Donald or see Joe or Kamala and you're in Ohio, you probably won't have to drive far to do that.
All right, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, your station is going in and out.
You know, are you pulling off our Wi-Fi?
I'm pulling off the Wi-Fi, but then I have a radio on in the bathroom, and it's doing the same thing.
You know, I think I know what the problem is.
Okay.
We will fix that momentarily.
Let you know.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes, the good old ISP. Let me go ahead and un-Wi-Fi my live stream.
Yes, I think that...
Yeah, let me see if it's going to go ahead and redo it. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's what was happening.
Okay, I'm off the Wi-Fi now. Yeah, let's hope that. Oh, I want to thank William for... I think he's in Arizona or somewhere around there. For listening, hello, William. Thank you, and tell your friends about our station. And feel free to call.
Now, have we stopped going in and out? Is what we want to know. Now that now that we have disconnected, if that's true, that was the problem. So give us a call. Are we back to continuous broadcasting?
You don't want to miss this fine broadcasting spectacle.
No, you don't. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Can you hear everything perfectly now without interruption? Let me know. And then if you can, we now know what the problem was. But I don't really understand why people are... It's okay to have a political favorite. Locally, nationally, whatever. It's okay to have your political favorite. I just don't understand why it's gotten so angry. I don't know why people are so angry. It's fine. The candidates are always going to argue with each other. I don't understand why locally people are so angry.
Donald Trump is an argumentative person. He's very polarizing. Again, he had no political experience. He was a host of a reality show. And Joe Biden is more laid back. We have men of about the same age, but very different personalities, not to mention Biden having a lot of political experience.
Well,
how could there be two more different candidates?
Right,
what else would you expect?
But they can argue. They're arguing for a job. I understand that. What I don't understand is why people who are, I would assume, friends, before this are getting into arguments that will bust up a friendship. They're not running for office.
I mean, as I said, Glenn and I would imagine we don't agree on, we agree on some things, probably more than we, I think we do, but we can still shake hands and
sound
be friends.
Good now. Just a little update.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. So, I think people who are intelligent can shake hands and just agree that it's okay because everybody agreed with the same philosophy, the world would be awfully boring. And
but people,
you know, kind of like they say,
personal.
You know, opposites attract.
Right, but
as long as you don't hit below the belt or you don't insult or use hate speech, there are some lines drawn, and that's often an issue. But
well,
intelligent people don't conduct themselves that way.
But that's my point, that people who have known each other for long periods of time, now because of this particular election, are doing that. They are getting angry with each other. They're having these little tiffs.
It's a sensitive topic and all the things going on right now, you know.
And see, that to me, if somebody came to me, obviously I'm going to vote. I'm a citizen who goes and votes. I'm going to vote, and obviously I will vote for one or the other. But if I find that somebody else is voting for the opposite person, I'm not going to pick a fight with them. It's not for my job.
Just got a message from my co-host of Monday and my co-host of next week that my hair apparently is coiffed better than I think it is. Just this camera angle. So, you know, person who just messaged me, go ahead and call the station. We'd love to hear from you because you have all kinds of cool stories.
Oh, God, we're giving him an awful lot of airtime.
740-383-9944. That's the number. So feel free to chime in here. Anyone else who wants to call? You know, I do some celebrity impersonations. I'm kind of a fun guy to have on the air because you never quite know what's going to happen.
But my question is, why do you think people are taking it so personally? I don't know that people took it this personally before.
We have two very different candidates, and we hear empathy brought up a lot. Donald Trump, that he doesn't have empathy, that Joe Biden does. And what constitutes empathy? What constitutes selfishness? And how do we move forward as the pulse of democracy and of the free world, that the president's considered the leader of the free world? And can we look at some faults with these candidates? And because they're both older, look at the vice president, especially with the Democrats. That's a big one. As Harris, certainly she's a polarizing figure also, and she's unique in many ways too.
Well, I don't know. I guess what I'm saying is it's not so much about the candidates. We've had different candidates before. I think 2016 we had different candidates. I don't understand why people personally, though. You know, I'm not arguing with President Trump, and I'm not arguing with Joe Biden. I will make my pick, and that's how I will vote, and that will be that. Why do I have to get into fights with people locally or people who I know over that? That to me would seem
It's human nature, and it's good to get the dialogue out. And there are ways to just debate while still being friends. I mean, even Donald and Joe Biden are going to shake hands after the debate. I mean, they do that. I mean, Donald and Hillary did, which was a little bit amusing. But we can put our differences aside and realize we're all Americans. We all love our country, and we are all really on the same team. That's the way we want to look at it, but still be competitive.
So where do
I think the sheriffs are like that. I think they both respect each other.
So where do you think people are crossing the line?
The name calling, the hate speech. If someone says, okay, well, Donald Trump is a racist, and people also saying, well, Joe Biden has Alzheimer's, those kind of things.
So that's
where it becomes the focus of the conversation, and there isn't necessarily any justification. Because saying the president of the United States is a racist is a pretty strong statement.
Well, yeah, I would say so.
And we would like to know, well, why do you think that? Or is racism innate in all humans, as we always look at someone who is different than we are in a different way?
I guess what
it's a philosophical study, Scott, and that's why people, they study political science. You know, I'm just a goofy chem major.
Yeah, but I guess what I'm getting to here is I don't understand why, if somebody says those things about the president or the vice president, Biden, why do I need to take that personally?
People identify with a candidate, and he, you know, people say, "Well, Donald's not my president." Well,
okay,
correct.
That's fine.
You know, and I said I voted for Hillary. We know that, but Hillary and Biden to me are very different, and Hillary and Donald Trump are very different. But we're still all humans. We want to think we all just love our country, and we may just have different ways of showing it.
Well, I just figure people are going to do what they're going to do.
Pretty much. I still want to hear the debates. I still want to hear what the candidates have to say. And this will be one for the ages. People are saying, people are saying Joe Biden can't speak without a teleprompter. And, you know, Donald Trump, he's off the cuff. He was a reality show host. So that should certainly be interesting. Donald Trump certainly has an issue where he needs to watch his mouth. And maybe we'll see that come out. We'll maybe see some language like your caller from last hour that I kind of admire. We'll hear some of that.
We
kind of already have with Donald Trump. But, so whatever happens, Scott, it'll certainly be one for the ages. And it's good to have your commentators on. Eleanor Clift is always fascinating.
I'm just surprised to the degree that people take it personally. Because, it's not a personal attack on a local person. It's just a feeling about a national person that nobody has met locally. So I'm not really sure why that is taken so personally. That is not taken personally in any other form of life. If you say, "I like this movie star," and you say, "I don't like this movie star," it's not like, well,
Donald Trump is so different. That's part of it. He's such a different character. And we see some of ourselves in him, that he didn't have political experience. Oh, there's another famous person, much more famous than myself, arriving. So we see aspects of ourself in him. And, you know, it's like, well, I sometimes yap too much and maybe regret that I did yap about something. But I do say what's on my mind, and I do it the best I can, still respecting people, even if they don't agree with me. And we knew that happened when Donald Trump was elected. We knew it would be a bumpy ride. But the counterpoint, maybe we need someone like that. People will say we need someone to shake things up. Donald Trump certainly shakes things up. Maybe we need that, or maybe we don't. Who knows?
I guess these are all valid opinions that people can have. I just don't know why it's so personal. I don't know why signs are being stolen out of people's yards. I don't know why friendships are being lost because of it on a local level. I don't know why people call each other names when it comes to a national election. I don't understand that. I think that you vote for who you want. That person will win or lose. And the next day, we all are going to get up and go do what we did the day before. Why put all this time and effort into this? Is that really worth it?
Takes us away from focusing on the other things that are going on, and now we have some meteorological issues, the hurricanes, the forest fires. So it does take our mind off that, and as I say, laughter is the best medicine, and there's plenty of laughter. You know, Donald Trump, do you laugh at him, do you laugh with him? Ronald Reagan, we kind of laughed with him, but Trump, you know, I do both at the same time. I laugh at him, I laugh with him at the same time. And he is amusing, but he's still president, and that's still a very serious position.
I don't know. I just think it's a funny thing. But you know what? What I don't like about the whole thing is when people start critiquing, because I have this whole psychological theory on this, is that when people start critiquing people's looks or their age, some people get very fascinated with people's age. I think that's they're afraid of their own mortality. Because I don't understand why in the world it would matter at all how somebody looked. I mean, I've looked at these presidents that we've had. I mean, Abe Lincoln, George Washington, Rutherford B. Hayes. These are not what you would call, I guess, movie star people. So that we talk about people's looks today, that is even a thing in the political world, and we don't talk about their policy. Most people have no idea what their policy is, but we know what they look like. That, to me, becomes very silly. I understand doing it once or twice as a punchline, but to continually talk about every politician and as if what they look like means anything to how they're going to do their job or what their age is, I don't know that age matters. I really don't.
It's image, though, because people are talking, and we're in the social media age. So we get immediate gratification. There are always non-flattering photos of these people posted, many with Donald Trump, because he doesn't really look very good from the rear. So getting off his golf cart, et cetera, his hair, it will happen. And you can laugh about it. And you just look at the person. His image is important. That's part of politics.
And I think image and looks are two different things.
It's something that's joked about. It's why presidents are such a common person to be imitated. Your Donald Trump imitator, he's hilarious. And Nixon was so regularly imitated. One of the people I like to imitate also, because he's kind of easy to talk like for some reason. Trump is hard. Just the way that they talk and their inflection and what they say. And it is part of the image. You do get the whole package. And with Trump, we're not looking at his previous experience like we are with Biden or with either of the Bushes. So the image becomes so much more important. Plus,
the problem with the image, though, is when television came into the game of debating, everybody says if you heard the debate between Nixon and Kennedy, Nixon won that debate. But if you watched it, you thought Kennedy won. And we all know one of the reasons was Kennedy put makeup on that night. Nixon did not. On television, and people thought Kennedy looked better. So his image was better, but if you just listened to what they said and you took the looks out of it, you thought Nixon was the smarter guy.
Yeah, and it's happened now where we're more visual. We have higher, we have HD.
But don't we want the smarter person?
They're both important. Kennedy certainly much better looking than Nixon, younger, a beautiful, glamorous wife. So I think he'd easily win that contest. So we look at different aspects of it. Oh, thank you, person, for calling. We're going to pick the phone up.
All right, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're talking about making fun of people and belittling. That's Donald Trump in a heart bag right there. You don't see Biden doing that.
Well, that's certainly true. Why do you think he does that?
I have no idea.
Do you
but
think
that's the biggest thing with Trump that turns me off is his making fun of people and belittling people.
What do you
and also trying to act like he always tries to act like he's something. You know what I'm saying? Biden don't always go around acting like he's something.
Well, do you think that how somebody looks, going back to Nixon and Kennedy, do you think that how a person looks matters at all when it comes?
No, not to me.
Yeah. Why do you think we care? That's something people love to talk about.
Well, I don't think majority of the people care. I think, it's Donald Trump that cares and just shows it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think, I think there's a big point to that. Do you think, though, that it's entertaining? That, nobody wants to be made fun of, but if we watch somebody being made fun of, that's entertaining?
It might be entertaining. I mean, if you like Donald Trump, it's entertaining. If you don't like Donald Trump, it's annoying.
It gets old after a while,
yeah.
And I agree with that. And
I mean,
we expect
it was just a time or two, but he does it with everybody.
What do you make of this whole rumor, and we can only say it's a rumor because there is no paperwork to justify it, that Joe Biden has Alzheimer's?
I find that hard to believe.
Why do you?
I don't think Joe Biden would run if he had Alzheimer's. I don't think his wife and his family would let him run if he had Alzheimer's.
Why do you think that's become such an important thing for people?
I haven't really heard that's an important thing, for people.
Well,
he's always had a stuttering problem. He had that a lot worse when he was younger.
It's a fascinating process. Because I don't. What do you think is going to happen in November? We're getting awful close.
Well, I hope Biden wins, and what I'm hoping is that Donald Trump don't carry one single state. That's my hope, that this country shows how great we are and that we're not going to tolerate a leader like that. And I hope that he does not win one state.
What do you think the biggest flaw that you would want that to happen is with, when people say, because I've heard it, you know, I don't really like either one of them at this point, so I'm going to have to choose the one I like the least. Now, you're saying that you hope Trump doesn't win one state. Why is he so much worse than Biden, in your opinion?
I just don't think he has the empathy. And I think he always tries to look like the big shot and puts people down. If he has a little, if there's a little problem, he's always talking about how things aren't fair to him. Well, my Lord, things aren't fair to a lot of people. This Black Lives Matter stuff and all this stuff, that's not fair to black people. But you don't talk, Donald Trump don't talk about it. Well, we're not fair with these people. But boy, if he doesn't think you're fair with him.
Well, Adam, you're the guest here. What do you think about what the callers had to say?
Donald Trump certainly has maturity issues, I would say. And we knew that coming in. That was his image. And is it harmless or is it dangerous? You know, I sometimes say if we look at the glasses half full, Donald Trump's a lot like myself. He's quirky. He's his own person. But
well,
not really in a dangerous way. But, you know, I'm not president. So if I run my mouth off, well, that's okay. As long as it doesn't cause any lingering damage, and it never does. I mean, I laugh at everybody and anything, including myself. In fact, I laugh at myself more than pretty much anything. But Donald Trump is president. He's under a microscope 24 hours a day, especially with social media. And he does govern by tweet. You know, you gotta hear his tweets because he, any time, is subject to providing one, which is likely going to get some backlash.
Yeah, those tweets are, you know, half the problem, too. You know what I'm saying? He tweets about things sometimes before he even thinks it through.
I think we kind of miss the fireside chats of FDR and Jimmy Carter. I don't think Donald Trump is a fireside chat kind of a guy. But this is 2020, where we're in the age of social media and immediate gratification. And the fireside chat is primitive, but it was friendly. It was folksy.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump certainly isn't folksy. And you have to look at how important that is. His image is, he's very rough around the edges, that's for sure. And even his strongest supporters say that.
Well, hey, caller, I thank you so much for calling in. Call back anytime.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We really appreciate it.
All right, again, and if the phone lines are ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so try back in. I'm glad the things have smoothed out now, and we're not going in and out. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything you'd like to talk about, this or any other issue. And that's what it comes right down to is, much
Ooh.
Like... Oh, boy, you jumped there. You just about scared me. I was looking at something else. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I just have kind of like a little mixture of a question comment thing here.
Right.
You were talking earlier about how we shouldn't, or like what is the importance of like what a person's appearance or whatever, you know, like how important really is age and appearance and stuff. But, you know, you got to admit, why is he orange? What is he doing to himself to turn himself orange? Now, I'm not even trying to be funny. I know everybody's probably snickering. All here Sarah goes again. But I'm serious. Why is he orange? That's not normal.
Well, here's the thing about...
Does anybody think about that?
Well, Donald Trump is very colorful. We'll certainly say that.
He's orange. And you know he is.
Well, here's the thing about that. He is orange. And he's been
the color of a kid.
Well, he's been the punchline of many jokes for being orange. But
I mean, I've seen a lot of people tan, but they don't come out orange like that.
Well, I don't know, but here's what I think. I think if he is orange or is not orange, I think that why this matters I think we can ask the questions. I mean, I think, my goodness, Charlie for so long talked about Hillary Clinton's hair.
Yeah, but he never mentioned the fact that this guy looks like an alien with his orange skin.
Well, but if you ever listen to that clip of, the full clip of Charlie, you know, do you remember what he said about Hillary before he talked about her hair?
Okay, now you got me. I just remember how he used to always go on about her hair.
Well, what he said was, he said, I like Hillary, and I think we should have a woman president, but she's got to do something about her hair. That's what that all came out of.
She looked a million times better. She just had a good hair.
So, you know, I don't know how Charlie voted. Maybe he voted however he voted. But the
was real hard on her about her hair, but he never mentioned the fact that Donald is orange. I just can't get past it.
Well, it's interesting to me because I guess the point becomes is that he was cognizant of Hillary Clinton's hair, but he also had nice things to say about her as a human being.
I think he said Trump was an egotistical
jerk. I think he did, you know, come around on that as time went on. I don't think that was his opinion at election time, maybe a year. I think that was when he first started to run. And I think a lot of people had that opinion. But I don't know.
I'm very fair-skinned, and I remember in high school I used that sunless tanning lotion, and it kind of did something like that to me, but not even that bad. I don't know what he's doing. Is that some kind of, like, vitamin deficiency, or... I don't know. Something's going on.
You know, maybe he goes to the same dermatologist that Michael Jackson went to. I don't know.
You're really stirring the pot this morning, aren't you?
Oh, man. Just remember, I didn't say it, so don't email me. Email Adam.
You want it to be known that that was not...
I did not say that at all. That was not out of my mouth.
Well,
just put that on the record.
I know. Really thinking, like, okay, how is this relevant? But does anybody wonder why this man is orange?
Maybe we'll find out. Maybe somebody knows.
I need answers, Scott.
Man, I kind of like my Michael Jackson answer.
Okay, on that one, I'll let you go.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any questions are welcome. Any comments are welcome. And remember, if the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else.
I got a topic, Scott, a less edgy one.
Oh, go ahead.
You probably saw the article I posted where it showed, like, Elizabeth Taylor at age 17 and celebrities and some baseball players who look much older than the standards that we have for this year. And you've heard, you know, 50 is a new 40, et cetera. And I said, well, 60 is a new 40, and commented a few things about myself, and that don't take Adam too seriously, light. Has that been a big part of our society? And that's part of the presidential issue. I think back in, you know, two generations ago, thinking that a 77-year-old man would run for president, we'd say, what? That's way too old. And now we have the oldest president ever, and possibly even older by about 4 years, if Biden were to win. Are we seeing our society kind of slanting more toward these previously thought of as older ages not being as old?
I don't know, but let's find out what the caller has to say.
Maybe the caller wants to talk about
it. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, he does look a little orange. I'll give him that. But I don't really care what color he is. Biden, on the other hand, looks a little pale to me. So I don't care what color either one of them are. I'm more interested in what they're going to do in their policies. When I hang up, I'd like your comment on this. One thing, the two-peace agreements that Trump has engineered in the Middle East, I don't think he's getting good credit for that. Pelosi even called it a distraction. I thought that was ridiculous. I don't know where. I think peace agreements are good, you know, especially in the Middle East. I don't think he's getting credit for that. And also, I'd like you to comment on both Harris and Biden. Both yesterday called it the Harris-Biden administration. So I'd like to hear your comments on that. So I'll hang up and listen.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye. I did not hear the Harris-Biden comments. Did you?
I think I heard part of it. But as I've said, I'm concerned about Biden's mortality, and if he were to win, I think Harris would end up as president at some time. And you know, Nancy Pelosi, Scott, she is, I understand that they are very different types of people, but she is a Speaker of the House, and she's very disrespectful. Ripping up that speech, for example, I saw that on TV and said, what? But she actually did that. She doesn't have to like him. She doesn't have to like the speech, but that was uncalled for. And she's become really polarizing. And I really wonder about her sometimes. You know, I admire first woman speaker, very very sharp lady. But gosh, she scares me sometimes. And she's kind of the face of the Democrats. I don't think she's a good role model. I don't see. That's why I bring back Hillary. Hillary is so much better. She wouldn't tear up a campaign speech. She wouldn't do that.
Do you think if a man had done that, it would have made such big news?
Not to me. To some people, I just know my own self.
So why do we care that it's a woman doing it?
Well, I don't. I mean, not to me, but. I think it's considered to be more aggressive by some people, and that traditionally men or the males of a species are more aggressive, and so they might do something like that. I don't agree with that, but that might be where the logic is.
I don't know. I just do agree with everybody who I think's ever been on this station that women have a much harder time, Democrat, Republican, pickle, orange, apple, than other people when it comes to the public eye. And I'm not really sure why we care so much more about a woman doing anything. I don't understand it. I think Sarah Palin got bad treatment, and I think a lot of that had to do with her being a woman. I think that Hillary Clinton got bad treatment. I think a lot of that had to do with her being a woman.
Yeah, I
don't understand.
Because I don't see it that way, you know. I love to see a female in the White House. You know, I bring up my Joyce Brothers story again, and I seem to think that she's still right, but we shall find out. But Nancy Pelosi, some of her actions, and you know, let alone the hair incident, that's a big one. You know, she's kind of come in the spotlight.
Well, she has. I don't know. She has become a major figure in the spotlight, but some people love her, some people hate her. What do you think, like the caller asked about the Harris-Biden thing?
It's not that big of a deal. Donald Trump certainly says things that are slips of the tongue, or maybe on purpose. I think half the time he's just trying to be funny, trying to stir the pot up a little bit. It's not that big of a deal. Maybe she was putting beauty before age. Because she beats him on both appearance and lower age. I don't know. It's not that big of a deal to me. It's something to giggle about. There are other things more important that are floating around right now, as we know.
I just hope we all get along. I'm very zen right now about everything.
It would be nice and happy. It would be nice, wouldn't it, Scott?
Well, the people are getting in fights about this is beyond me. You know, go and vote for who you want to vote for. Support who you want to support. Fine. But do we have to have World War III every time there's a political conversation? Do we always have to attack? And I don't understand attacking the other side. If I like somebody, I'll say good things about that person. Why do I have to knock the other person to put my person over? I don't understand that.
Well, the negative campaigning, which we see, I mean, with the TV ads, and Donald Trump, it's just part of his personality. He's confrontational. Again, you elect a reality TV show.
Well, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about local people. I'm talking about people. If you get in a political conversation with them, they'll tell you who they support, but then they'll slip in why they don't like the other person.
In some way, you're kind of mirroring the way the candidate, him or herself, would present him or herself. That's part of it. And we look like Obama, law professor, always a gentleman. At least most of the time. So certainly a very different personality. And, you know, Biden, more similar to Obama. And Donald Trump, again, the guy known for saying, you're fired. That's what we think of him as. That's how I thought. And it said, this guy is president. Well, this will certainly be interesting. And it has been interesting. And it's only going to get interestinger, if that's a word.
I don't know. It's a whole mess to me. I don't understand any of it, and it's entertaining. It's entertaining to watch and listen to.
That it certainly is, and when you're a reality TV show host, you worry about your ratings, and, well, the ratings, I think, are pretty good. And you can now watch it on social media, listen on the radio, many, many options.
Well, you know, I would like to go back to the days when it was variety. I mean, I don't mind doing politics every so often, but when it's every day, every show, all the time.
It's an election year. Well, that's why I brought up about the changes in how people see age. Do you think, I don't know if you saw the article, Scott, but, you know, they showed like Elizabeth Taylor at age 17. Is it people just take better care of themselves, something in the air or what we eat, or is it just the way we dress? And,
medicine.
Yeah, there are multiple things. People did dress differently. As I said, I haven't worn a tie since 1999. I don't even know how to tie a tie. And I dress, you know, like I did 30 years ago, probably wearing some of the same clothes I had 30 years ago, but why is...
Today?
Is there...
Are you wearing...
These clothes,
is that 30 years old, Adam?
This
we need to know since your Facebook live.
This probably 10 years old, yeah. Everything else is... I'll let Kamala Harris fans know that I'm also wearing Converse. I actually like her Converses. That's one thing I like about her. It's like I liked Obama's tan suit. I thought it was very flattering on him.
See, that I don't understand.
That doesn't mean I like Obama and Harris.
No,
I do kind of like their clothing choices.
No, I just don't understand why we... Who cares what color suit somebody's wearing?
Well, Hillary in her pantsuits, that came into play a few times. But no, I actually... You know, despite my opinion of her as a person and politician, I like the way Kamala dresses, and I love her Converses. I've been saying, because I like Converses myself, and I'm wearing them right now, in fact. So that's just a little aside.
But I'm saying, how many times have I heard about the tan suit?
I don't care. I thought it looked good. I couldn't care less. I don't know.
Wear a blue suit.
People were jealous. People were jealous, I think.
Wear a red suit. Who cares?
It's hard to pull a tan suit off, I think. You know, and I don't wear suits, I don't wear ties, but I don't think I would look good in a tan suit. But Obama, I think it was flattering. And I just a matter of opinion. And maybe it just causes you to not think about the more controversial things. So you pick on something kind of silly, because Obama's suit, that is kind of silly. Just like Kamala and her Converses.
Just like if people do think President Trump's orange, which I did not say this morning. Again, don't lay that at my doorstep. But if he is orange, okay. Well, he wants to be orange, I guess.
Well, anyway, Scott, I have to use that famous key.
Oh, okay. Well, we're down to 5 minutes here. If somebody wants to call in,
7403... I'll be right back.
All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can put you on the air here. I'd love to hear what you have to say. It's always interesting to hear what you have to say. Now, it's out there on the hook. Yeah, next to the desk. And Glenn Coble will be joining us very shortly from 10:10 this morning until 12 noon. And then A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be on 12:10 to 1 p.m. today. And Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redman from 4:10 to 5. And then we have... Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6 to 7, and here comes a phone call. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you know, they come out with the way too early football ratings every year. So I'd like to just maybe humor and call the way too early presidential campaign, and 4 years from now, who would be running, because I... obviously, Trump, even if he wins, can't run again. I don't know about Joe Biden. He said he would run again, but I don't know. So I'm going to throw this out. In 4 more years, I would say Pence is running for president. And on the male side, on the female side, I would say Nikki Haley. I really like her. And then on the Democratic side, I think you're going to see OAC running. And for the female, and I think Schumer, you know, Chuck Schumer on the male side. See if you guys have got any picks. Interested to see what you think.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Well, you know, running in 4 years, I really don't know. It'll all depend on how this election all turns out. I would guess that if Biden wins, I would think he would run again in 4 years, although you never know. If he didn't, I would think Harris would. On the Republican side, I would think that if Trump wins or loses, I would think you would see Pence 4 years from now. I don't think he's ready to retire, and I think he probably does have some political ambition. Now, people mention this Nikki Haley all the time. I don't know if she would run or not. I don't know. I think it would be interesting to see if she has that type of ambition. I have not seen that type of ambition from her, but who knows?
Yeah, she wants to be president.
What do you think?
You got that key hidden, like, in this cord. It was...
What was on the door?
I got it figured out.
Well, it's on the cord because people tended to lose it when there wasn't something big attached to it.
We heard it grew legs.
Yes, so it had to be changed.
Nikki Haley wants to be president. That's why she resigned from an office, and now she's buddying up to Donald again. And she's young, she's attractive, very well-spoken, and she's multicultural, which is certainly a positive thing about her. And she's a fairly moderate Republican, so she's got some ambitions. Sometimes you're not quite sure what she's going to say.
Well, I think
it's always intriguing.
I think everybody thought Sarah Palin would run at some point. She never did.
Yeah, and I think she and Todd got divorced, right? And there were some scandals going on.
No, I don't think they're divorced. I don't think so.
But she was kind of a flash in the pan, I think. But
I don't know. She's still around. People still seem to like her.
I still like the slogan, Alaska, coldest state, hottest governor. That was a good one.
Was that a slogan?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one. Do you, Glenn?
Yeah.
Oh, well, Glenn will get in on this conversation in about 10 minutes. We're going to take a break here, come back with Adam and Glenn in about 10 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers get temper sometimes and they get mad.